Mendenhall Visitor Center officials warn people winter after winter about the perils of walking across the lake ice. On December 11th, that warning hit home when one Juneau man fell into the frigid water, looking out for an adventurous grandmother standing on thin ice. Like many others over the weekend, Yana White was hiking across the apparently frozen Mendenhall Lake toward the face of the glacier. She was with her daughter and her mother.
It was very sunny and beautiful, and my mom just came over for 6 months to stay with us. She came from Russia, and she just wanted to see and touch and feel the glacier.
It had been cold for days, but she says as they got close to the face, she noticed the ice getting thinner. Some puddles were visible, too.
And my mom felt a little adventurous. She refused to turn back, and she kept walking and walking towards the glacier. So I stopped because I had my daughter with me.
White and her daughter turned back. Another hiker's photo shows White's mom standing awkwardly, perhaps 20 yards from a section of deep blue, freshly calved glacier. White says her mom was scared. Houston Laws of Juneau is in the foreground of that photo, another 25 yards or so back from White's mom. Laws says he knows to stay away from the face of the glacier where the ice is thinnest because water is flowing below. He was keeping his dogs in check, but he says he didn't see any indication the ice was thin, and there were more tracks in the snow in front of him. Moments after the photo was snapped, he was in the drink.
And I probably took two steps, and I fell in. No fast completion or anything. It was just like a slow elevator speed up to my chest. It was like standing on a coffee table.
For most of us, that coffee table elevator ride would trigger panic. But Laws, who's well known as an ultra runner, isn't most people. He's actually trained for this kind of thing.
It was kind of like, this sucks, but like, what's the next step? I want to get out of here, and I can't feel, I can't toe off, I can't lift off, I can't toe off, there's no bottom underneath me, so I paddled this to the side. Just thinking about the next step was helpful from my past training.
White says that calmness, yeah, it's legit.
He got out of the water really quickly. He was just, you know, he looked so calm and so cool, and it kind of made me think that he has been through that before.
Law says he hadn't, besides in a training scenario. He rolled himself onto more solid ice, then saw White's mom walking toward the hole he'd just made. She doesn't speak English, so White translated for Laws, who steered her back to safety.
When I finally reunited with my mother, she just said, "Oh my gosh, Yana, thank you so much." And I said, "Well, you need to thank that young man." And yes, she turned around and she said, "Thank you," in her broken English. But later at home, she just said, "Yana, I have never felt so much adrenaline in my life. And that was the first time." And she said, "I realized that I have done something that I was not supposed to. And I will never do that again and put people in danger."
Law says he was very cold, wet, and embarrassed. Initially, he didn't want to talk about it, but his hiking partner cajoled him into warning others on their hike back and sharing the story. Laws had seen other photos people had shared under what appear to be identical conditions taken the day before his misadventure.
And it's like identical, the location, the exact location of people's selfies are just right where I fell in. And it was just a day apart.
It's a lesson Laws, White, and Glacier Visitor Center officials want everyone to learn, but not firsthand. Laws says he's fine, and all his digits are intact. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.